We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guests are Brenda Parks, the Director of Foster Care at Miracle Hill Ministries. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Chris. Great to be here with you.
Thank you very much for coming. And Kaylin Leopard, who is an event coordinator with the same Miracle Hill Ministries. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about the event that you are coordinating in just a minute, Miracle Hill in Motion, because it's coming up in a few weeks or a few days, depending upon when you're hearing this. But I'm going to start with a question that I normally start with for you, Brenda, which is, what do you do and who do you do it for? Tell us about Miracle Hill Ministries and, in particular, your foster care program.
Yeah, Chris. Miracle Hill Ministries has been around for 80-plus years.
Yeah. And it's a name that I think people will recognize, which is good.
And I'm fortunate to serve with them in the foster care division. Mm-hmm. I work alongside a great team that work to identify families for children that are coming into foster care. We collaborate with the South Carolina Department of Social Services to help them identify families to place children. Currently in the state of South Carolina, there is in excess of 4,600 children in foster care. Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. And you know, with that number, there needs to be even more families. But even,
right.
Chris, if I could tell you just a little bit more,
please.
There's approximately, the most of those children are found in the upstate. So
really?
It's more than 1,500, yes, are in the upstate. And so there always, Chris, remains a critical need for families to answer the call to become foster parents.
Well, let's talk about that call. What is it that you look for in foster families, and what is it that calls a family to be a foster family?
Well, Chris, if you, again, you asked me to describe who we are. We, at Miracle Hill, we are an evangelical, gospel-infused mercy ministry who cares about the vulnerable and the needy in our community. And so I worked especially with families who are evangelical Christians, who accept our doctrine and who are willing to certainly reach out and open their homes and hearts to a child.
Okay. Let's talk about the children. What is it about? Because foster children, if you'll forgive me, is a bit of a euphemism, I think. And let's talk about how somebody becomes a foster child.
Okay. Yeah. So you think about it. It's really traumatic to imagine that if you were a child or we were children, Kaylin, that we couldn't be in our family's home because they've made choices that are not in the best interest of the children. They're incapable of providing for their needs. They may make poor decisions and choices by, you know, we know the opioid crisis is high.
Sure.
That has an impact on children. Criminal domestic violence is plentiful in our community. That has an impact on the children. All of that brings about abuse and neglect to children. And so that's how they come to the attention of the Department of Social Services.
Gotcha.
I'll tell you. So, for example, we've got a little boy just most recently, Chris, this last week. You know, it's kind of funny how God works things out. Well, we got this call about this little boy. And we were frantically trying to see, is there a family that would be willing to take this young man? He was just a little tyke, you know, somewhere between 2 and 5 years old. And we were going, oh, who do we have? And so what we do, we'd call, if you and your wife were married.
Yes,
okay,
I am married.
You are married. If you all were, you know, were licensed by Miracle Hill, we'd give you a call. We'd say, no, you know, if you were licensed, we've just got a call from DSS about this little tyke, and this is what we know about him. And we tell you everything we know, and you get the opportunity to say, you know, yeah, I think we can handle him. Oh, Brenda, guess what? We're going out of town. We can't this time. So let me tell you about this little boy. So we call this family because they're licensed, and we never successfully reached them. So the department kept, and they found a short term for them. And then guess what? Monday again. So what happened is that we got the call again for that same little boy.
Really?
And fortunately, this time, we found a family. Yes, yeah, that is true. They picked up the phone and they said, yes. So two things in that. You know, sometimes you may not be available.
Sure.
But we don't give up.
Yeah.
We never give up. And this family finally did say yes. And so there was. But there are other children that will be, you know, kids are always coming into care. And I am appealing on behalf of those children that will be coming into care. If there's a listening audience that certainly would want to be considered and licensed, I invite them because they're kids every day coming into care.
Yeah. Well, and regular listeners to these stations will recognize that we run a series of PSAs that has to do with foster care that I think it's some national organization that the tagline is something along the lines of you don't have to be perfect
to be a perfect parent. That's right.
And it is because it makes it relatable. I was just thinking about what you said about picking up the phone. We all have those moments where we miss a call or we get a call. We actually pick up the phone and we get a call from a volunteer, mm-hmm. from somebody asking us to volunteer for anything. And we can't, you know, we've already got something scheduled or we're going out of town or whatever it is.
Right.
But then there's always another opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
always another chance to help out with, again, in this case, with somebody with foster care.
And this is what's important here with Miracle Hill Ministries as well. When we collaborate with the Department of Social Services, when we work with the families who want to do this, we respect the families and their capacities, and we encourage them. We walk alongside them so that when you put this on, we want you to be successful.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, and you mentioned me and my wife. Astute listeners will remember that we've just had our third child, and we live in a very small house. So it's again, one of those sort of relatable circumstances. We couldn't do it now, maybe later.
That's right.
So if that's something that you are hearing in your life that maybe now's the time, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, I would encourage them to go to our website, and that's MiracleHill.org and click on the foster care tab. If I may also add, Chris, research shows that when an individual hears about anything, so i.e. foster care here, it's kind of sets in and then it's watered in. It is an average of 2 years before they actually act.
Really?
Yes, yes. We've seen that ourselves too. So,
well, and I imagine that foster care is kind of a big decision. I'm thinking of other volunteer opportunities like picking up trash or donating blood or something like that. That foster care is really a uh-huh. massive undertaking.
Right. Oh, it is. Thank you for saying it like that, because it is. And why is it? Because it's about the life of a child.
Yeah.
You are about to impact. You know, there is an anonymous writer that literally wrote this and says, 100 years from now, Chris, it just won't matter how much money you had in the bank, won't matter what kind of clothes you wear or what house you lived in. But if you made a difference in the life of a child, then your life would have been worth living. And is that not true?
Yes.
Because they're impacting the next generations to come.
You know, I'm reminded, since you said that, of a post that was shared, and I didn't actually get to read it, but I heard it, that was shared on Facebook by a teacher in honor of Mother's Day, which is just recently, and it was along the lines of looking around the classroom. I can't tell, you know, whose parents drive Mercedes or whose parents, skipped dinner last night to feed their kids. But I can tell who loves their children, you know, who teaches them to be respectful and who teaches them to be caring and kind and things like that. And this is an opportunity for these kids to be that sort of a parent.
You're exactly right, because that's what these kids need. They really, really need just what you said, someone to be the example. It's at no fault of their own that they find themselves in foster care, but if there's a family that's willing to put themselves aside to embrace that child and to teach that child, to show that child, or as we, you know, the believers say, train the child up the way they should go.
Yes.
If there is somebody, because another thing, Chris, this is National Foster Care Month.
Yes. which I am remiss in not having mentioned so far, because that was the original reason that I had you on.
Thank you.
May is National Foster Care Month, mm-hmm. and I sometimes the national months are celebrations, you know, but I feel like it's kind of not quite appropriate to celebrate foster care. You want all these kids to have a home. You want them to That's be true. With loving parents, but that isn't always the case. And so maybe this is one of the cases where this is foster care awareness.
That's good. That's right.
And yeah. we need more people to be aware of the opportunity of foster mm-hmm. care.
And you know, you mentioned that certainly having three children, and you mentioned your home situation, but there are many other ways
sure.
that you can support foster care.
Yeah.
You know, so we know that we all can't take the child home and parent. Or even you could consider being a short-term foster parent, where we call that a respite.
Yeah, well,
where, for example, if a family needs to take a break and we advocate that, or go on vacation and they don't want to take the child with them at this time,
right.
a short-term foster parent does respite and a specified short length of time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's something actually that I was going to ask you about, because I know that foster, I mean, the life of a child is anywhere from, you know, 3 years to yeah. you know, a couple, not that they're, you know, passing away in a couple of months, but they, but if somebody comes into your program at 17 years old, then they may conceivably only spend a few months with
That's
the family,
true.
And then they're old enough
That's
to go
true.
Out on their own.
You're right.
Whereas a 3-year-old could
that's
spend
true.
Years,
that
you know, a
All
decade or
true.
More with a foster
well,
family.
So here's the thing. We hope they don't spend that long, because the agency, DSS, is designed for permanency to happen quickly.
Okay.
And we work closely with them and all of that. What we also find, though, is that foster parents, 70% of the time when the agency makes the plan for adoption, so that 70% of those cases adopted by their foster parents. So if I give the numbers, so kids come into foster care.
Right.
And what the research says is about 70% do go back to the family of origin.
Okay.
Okay? So 30% or so.
When whatever situation that took them out of the home is
right,
resolved.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
But when it doesn't, then the agency, DSS, makes the plan of permanency, recommending adoption, TPR
okay.
and adoption, terminus for parental rights. And of that, about 70% of foster parents adopt those children. And that's so good because of stability.
Right.
It affords them resilience yeah. and to, you know, go on with their lives and be successful. Yeah, I will tell you, when I first did adoption foster care many years ago, this little girl was approximately 18 months, and today
wow.
she's a social worker.
Oh, wow.
She was in foster care. She was in foster care. She was placed, and then she was adopted by that family. So isn't that some good things come
yeah,
out of it sometimes.
Absolutely. So awesome. So the goal really is adoption.
No, Chris.
No? Okay. Correct me. Hey.
No, the goal is reunification.
I am
right.
willing to be wrong.
You're not wrong. I just want, because a lot of families do want to adopt, and we're excited about that.
Sure.
But ultimately, foster care is meant to be temporary, so that, you know, you said earlier,
gotcha.
Whatever they came into care for, you said, is corrected, is remedied, and that child can be returned to the family of origin.
Right.
That's the goal, yeah.
So
yeah.
their original parents, that's the goal, is to reunite
yes,
them
sir.
With their family
yes,
so that they
yes,
can
sir.
Grow up with their parents.
Yes, sir.
But if the circumstances dictate that that's not possible,
you're right.
then we want to get them adopted.
Yes.
We don't want them to spend years
you're
in,
right.
in foster
right.
care.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if a family is, for whatever reason, not able to actually enter the foster care program and take foster children into their home, what are some other ways that they can help out?
Well, us being certainly first and foremost a gospel-infused mercy ministry, we always tell families it's important that if all you do is pray. We say that. The other thing is there are tangible items that can be provided.
Okay.
You know, for example, for a child to participate in different activities, because while there are subsidies that are presented, it's not enough many times to for like karate or dance right. lessons, because you want normalcy, the normal things that any child would experience, you would want a foster child to experience that as well. And I'll tell you something that people probably don't realize, but opening your doors to that guest that's coming into your home, there's fear on the parts of the parent as well. But what's advisable is that when that child comes in, being totally devoted, so that you're not busy trying to cook and clean. If somebody wants to give a gift card for a family to go to dinner with a new foster child, things of that nature would be great. If they want to come and help support by cutting, helping to cut their yard, just regular things that they would do in their home. Because here's the thing, you've got a child that's coming in who is a stranger to a home to build a connection. And, you know, and attach. Right. And so that parent really needs to kind of slow down and devote their attention to the new member of the family.
I understand.
So, yeah, we've had folks to offer support in that way as well. Some providing cleaning items because you got an extra body
sure.
in your house.
Right.
I mean, just little things are things that really matter. That really, really help.
I gotcha. You've mentioned a few times your involvement, your close involvement with the Department of Social Services. Mm-hmm. And I seem to remember the last time you guys were here, and I want to be delicate mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. this, that there was a dispute that arose between mm-hmm. your mm-hmm. Between Miracle Hill and that agency.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
We're excited, Chris, about the collaboration that we have and with the waiver that was issued by the Department of Health, Human Health Services.
Okay.
We have been granted our license, and we are working collaboratively with DSS.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the waiver specifically was in regards that you've also been very vocal that this is a gospel-oriented
yes.
organization,
yes. Yes.
and it had to do with the religious mm-hmm. beliefs
yes.
of the organization.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what the waiver is in regards mm-hmm. to.
Yes, sir. Exactly. But, you know, we have been really grieved by the fact that the distraction that has occurred, because all we want, Chris, is to
right.
be able to serve. That is, serve families who want to accept the doctrinal statement and who are Christians, who believe and can, because we see our faith walked out. So
sure.
our belief, we're just working out what God has called us to do.
Well, and that's part of the reason that I wanted to ask about it is because I gather that it really was a distraction, as you
mm-hmm,
put it, an impediment to you fulfilling your mission of,
exactly.
of you know, placing children and returning them to families and,
yes.
and
mm-hmm.
getting them adopted and the entirety of what you do. It was impeding that.
Right. And we really invite people to get to know us as who we are, and that is we really want to come alongside those believers, those Christians who believe in the gospel, the word of God, who embrace our doctrinal statement, who are willing to practice in their belief and in their walk and help us to serve children. But we also, Chris, here's the deal. We also have an appreciation that if there are others who may not, there are multiple agencies in the upstate. So everybody who
sure.
want to be a foster parent can yet still be.
There's still an opportunity.
Absolutely. We don't want people to feel that they don't have that opportunity. But we invite those who want to come alongside us as Christians and embrace the doctrinal statement and walk it out in their faith, their belief, and their practice.
All right. Before we run out mm-hmm. of time, is there something that I should have asked you and didn't?
Well, can I tell you, there is a great need for kids, of course, and older children, and how about brothers and sisters? Chris, I
absolutely.
Don't know if you've got siblings. You may be an only
I do,
child.
As a matter of fact.
You do?
Yes, I do.
And I'm going to tell you, I do too. And, you know, we had our days, but I really appreciate them, and I really, that we can be together. So we look for families also that would be willing to take brothers and sisters. And sometimes, Chris, I will
so
get a call.
So multiple children from
yeah,
the same family.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
I understand.
Yeah, we got this call the other day from one of the regions looking for a family. And Chris, we didn't have a family that'll take both of them, but we did have family. So what we agreed to do is we would support the agency in getting them together for the visits.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Brenda Parks, Director of Foster Care, thank you very much
yes.
for that update. I do want to move on because Kaylin Leopard has been waiting very patiently. And you have an event to talk about coming up, Miracle Hill in Motion. Tell us about this.
So Miracle Hill Ministries is hosting Miracle Hill in Motion, which is a cycling and a Kid Ninja Warrior event to benefit the homeless and hurting right here in our community.
Okay. And Kid Ninja Warrior sounds interesting. I know Ninja Warrior is very popular on TV these days. There's a lot of There's the original Ninja Warrior, which I think was a Japanese show. And then it was brought to America. There's Ninja Warrior America. And there's any number of takeoffs, spinoffs from that sort of thing. So the idea is an obstacle course.
Right.
And you run through it and time people and see who can do the best and get the furthest and do it the fastest. What do you have planned for Kid Ninja Warrior?
So this event is for kids ages 4 through 12. We'll have a couple different courses based on the age. And it's just a fun event to challenge kids, and there will be obstacles. And so it'll just be a good way, a fun way to start the summer. And there's also a fundraising component to this event as well. We're encouraging the cyclists participating and the kids participating in the Kid Ninja Warrior course to raise funds. We have fundraising prizes, and then all of the funds go to benefit the homeless and hurting in our shelters and in our facilities. So it's really kids helping kids. So it's going to be a really awesome event.
Gotcha.
I'm really excited.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we talked extensively with Brenda about the foster care mission. But that's not the only mission of Miracle Hill Ministries. You mentioned the homeless. Miracle Hill, I happen to know, has a number of homeless shelters around the area.
That's right, yeah. And then this event specifically is taking place at our children's home in Pickens County.
Pickens County. Okay. Mm-hmm. When is this?
It's Saturday, June the 1st, and the Kid Ninja Warrior event starts at 10 o'clock, and then we have four different cycling routes through the mountains around Pickens. It's going to be really pretty, and those start either at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m., depending on which mileage you choose to ride.
How long has Miracle Hill in Motion been going on?
So the cycling part of this event has been going on for years and years. And then the Kid Ninja Warrior part of this, it's like two
Imagine
events.
That's relatively new.
It is. This is the second year that we're doing it.
Okay.
And so there's two different components to it. There's like two different events going on at the same day. But the Kid Ninja Warrior, this is the second year. And last year it was really successful. And we already have almost 100 kids signed up. And I know that number will continue to grow as we have several more weeks until the event, but it is Saturday, June the 1st.
Is there a capacity?
Nope. No.
No? Is it as many people as want to sign up can sign up? Okay.
I would love that.
How do people sign up?
They can go to miraclehill.org/MHIM, and that stands for Miracle Hill in Motion.
Miracle Hill in Motion. That's important to remember. Miracle Hill in Motion, MHIM. And that's at miraclehill.org.
Right. And we've named it Miracle Hill in Motion because the point of this event is to get the upstate and our community in motion for the homeless. And this event exists to raise support and awareness for the homeless and hurting in our community.
So so Miracle Hill in Motion, again, miraclehill.org/MHIM is how you can sign up, and it benefits the homeless and hurting. You mentioned hurting, and we talked about the homeless. Hurting, again, referring to the numerous programs that Miracle Hill offers, one of them being addiction recovery.
That's right. Yeah, Miracle Hill has 9 shelters and facilities within the upstate for homeless. We also have an addiction recovery program, which is amazing, and it's gospel infused as well. And so all the funds raised at this event will go towards those different ministries.
And presumably some of it will go to the foster care ministry. So this will benefit the foster care ministry that Brenda was talking about earlier. Again, the date is June 1st, Saturday, June 1st, coming up very soon. So go to miraclehill.org and you can sign up for the Miracle Hill in Motion. If you want to cycle, if your kids want to do the Ninja Warrior obstacle course, you can sign up for both of those and raise funds to support Miracle Hill. Kaylin Leopard, event coordinator for Miracle Hill Ministries, and Brenda Parks, the director of foster care for Miracle Hill, have been my guests today. Thank you very much, ladies, for being here.
Thank you for
us. Thank you. God bless.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.